Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon. That's for sure. Hey, folks, you know, just want to remind you, this radio program is not Brittany's, it's not Angela's, it's not mine. It's your radio program. We want to know what you think. Send your ideas, your suggestions, and yes, oh my, even your critiques. Don't worry, I got broad shoulders and thick skin. I can take it. Send it to requests@theunionedge.com, requests@theunionedge.com. I guarantee you we'll read it. Can't guarantee you we'll answer it, but we'll take it to heart, that's for sure. Joining me now from the National Nurses United, Ken Zinn, Policy Director. Ken, welcome to the Union Edge.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Ken, you know, your folks are working very hard with the D.C. Council, that's the City Council, not the Labor Council, to establish nursing to patient ratios in the D.C. area. Why are you not doing that hospital by hospital?
Well, we do try to do it hospital by hospital through collective bargaining where we represent the nurses, but it's very difficult to have enough power to be able to force hospital managers in a collective bargaining setting alone to force them to staff appropriately. This is really a question of public safety and public health, and therefore it's appropriate for the government to set standards for how many nurses need to be in each unit of the hospital on staff at any given time to be able to adequately care for the patients who are there.
And to give people an idea of how important this is, you know, if you are a typical male here in the United States and you have any concern at all about having a heart attack, make sure you end up in a unionized hospital because the staffing ratios are established. And because of those staffing ratios being established by the collective bargaining agreement, you have a 5% chance, better chance of surviving that heart attack. That's why I have tattooed on my chest, take me to Allegheny General Hospital, because it's a unionized hospital. No, I don't really have the tattoo, but it gives you the idea. So, Ken, I mean, are we getting pushbacks from the hospitals? And if so, why? I thought patient care was the most important thing.
Well, patient care should be the most important thing, but for the hospital administrators, the bottom line is more important than patient care. And particularly when they decide that those two things come into conflict, then the bottom line takes precedence. So they are pushing back. They do not want to be told by government how to run their businesses. It comes down as simple as that. In that regard, they're no different from any other corporation in any other industry, but the difference here is that we're talking about life and death decisions that are being made on a minute-by-minute basis in an acute care hospital setting. And it could be you, it could be me, it could be any of our loved ones or our neighbors who have to go in at a moment's notice. And you know, most of us don't get to decide which hospital we go to. It's not like, you know, as consumers, we have total free choice here. It's usually either where your doctor has privileges, or it's where your health insurance company tells you that they'll pay for it, or it's because you're in the back of an ambulance and they're going to take you to the closest place. So, you know, we don't get to say, oh, we're only going to go to this hospital or that. And in fact, it's only correct that government should set standards so that you don't have to wonder. You don't have to say, oh, is this a union hospital or not a union hospital? Are there good ratios or are not good ratios? The fact is that if there's no law set, there are no ratios, period. So those numbers can fluctuate. When we talk about ratios, we're talking about a nurse in a medical surgical unit taking care of as many as 7 or 8 patients at once. In an intensive care unit, maybe taking care of 3 or even 4 patients at once, that can happen. And it's not unusual for it to happen. And you just don't want to be the patient or have your loved one be the patient in that setting. It's really not safe. So that's why government has to step up.
Again, it's my understanding that the community licenses a hospital to come into the community or not. The community has a final say as to whether or not a hospital comes in to practice medicine or not. Am I correct in that?
Yes, they have to be licensed, and
right.
In the case of it's the state government usually that has that authority, or in the District of Columbia, it's the district government. And the problem is that except in the state of California, no state has any standards when it comes to nursing care. So there's no numbers associated that you have to have so many nurses on staff. The only requirement under the law, and this is true in the federal law as well, is that there be, quote unquote, adequate nursing staff. And then it's left to the in the eye of the beholder of what adequate is defined as. So it's not defined at all, meaning it can be it can mean anything. And that's why our union in California in the 90s pushed for a law to be passed. And the state legislature passed that law and the governor signed it. And it went into effect in 2004 to actually impose mandatory minimum nurse-to-patient ratios. And so that law in California has been in effect a decade now. And it's worked really, really well, both in terms of improving patient care and also decreasing stress and burnout of nurses has meant thousands and thousands of nurses have returned to the bedside in California when they were leaving in droves before because they were, really not being allowed to practice their profession in a safe manner. Now they can. So that's what we want in the District of Columbia as well.
And very quickly, Ken, what's the district council saying? Are they moving for this?
Well, in fact, tomorrow afternoon, there's going to be a vote in the committee chaired by Vincent Orange. It's called the Committee on Business, Consumer, and Regulatory Affairs. And that's going to be the first committee to consider this. And if they vote it out tomorrow, then we've got a chance to pass this into law. So I would say anyone listening to this program right now needs to contact their council members, and people in D.C. need to remember they have more than one. They have their ward council member, and then they have at-large council members in addition, and they need to contact all of their council members as well as the mayor and say, you need to pass this mandatory nurse-to-patient ratio bill into law. And so it's urgent that that happen today in order to influence the vote that's going to be in committee tomorrow.
Ken, do you have more information on your website? And if so, what is that?
Yeah, so people can go to nationalnursesunited.org or on Facebook. They can also go to Nurses Heal DC Facebook page, and there's more information on that.
Fantastic, Ken. We appreciate you being with us today. How do we find out more about National Nurses United?
The best way is to go to our website, nationalnursesunited.org, or the National Nurses United Facebook page or on our Twitter feed.
Fantastic. Ken, thank you very much for being with us today. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.